Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've been listening to a group of young people from Kappa High School. They are among an entire group, a multi-ethnic, multi-generational choral ensemble that will be gathering both Saturday night at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in the Hill District and Monday night at the Woodland Hills High School for the annual Let Freedom Sing celebration in honor of the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And Dr. Herbert Jones, the amazing Dr. Jones, is the co-founder of this celebration. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jones.
Thank you, Lynn. How are you? And Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. Same to you. And tell me, I mean, we're a day away from the Saturday celebration, yeah. And it just every year gets bigger and better.
Yes, it does, and we are so excited. We have a couple of new school choirs joining us this year, and we're excited about that. And we hope that Pittsburgh will show out in large numbers, I should say, show up in large numbers, to help us celebrate this evening of diversity in and through song.
And, of course, your organization, the Heritage Gospel yes. Chorale of Pittsburgh, is always kind of like the anchor, the foundation of this. For folks who are not familiar with the chorale, give us a little perspective, because it too is a multi-ethnic, multi-generational yes. ensemble.
That is correct. It is, as you stated, a multi-ethnic, multi-generational ensemble that specializes in the preservation and performance of African-American sacred choral music and gospel music. And that sacred choral music spectrum spans spirituals, anthems, traditional gospel, contemporary gospel, accompanied and a cappella. And we're excited about the fact that because here it is 13 years later that we are still a part of this incredible event that brings so much joy and so much celebration over the Dr. King weekend for the city of Pittsburgh.
Now, I hate to put you in a position to name names, and it's always tough when you name names, but you have a number of churches represented. You have a number of high schools represented. Can you name everyone who's going to be performing over the two nights?
Oh, okay. We have this year the new Avondale High School. We have Woodland Hills High School, Leamington Gospel Chorale, Temple Sinai, the Unitarian Churches United Chorus, members of those different churches. We have, of course, the chorale itself, Ebenezer Baptist Church, and Baptist Temple. This year we have a couple of people from Baptist Temple. And I think I'm forgetting somebody, but that gives you a cross-section of how many people and how many denominations and how many different cultures are represented.
Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, you have an amazing MC for this event.
We do. We are so happy that we're flying this distinguished lady in from her European tour, and her name is Lynn Ace. Lynn, how excited are we that she has taken time out from her busy schedule to be a part of this event?
But I tell you what, I mean, this is not my first go-round with Let Freedom right. Sing, but one of the things that I really love about this event is because it crosses all ages, it crosses all denominations, mm-hmm. and it really reminds us of what Dr. King's legacy yes. is all about.
Yes. It is. I always like to inform people about the fact that when we got together, we meeting Chris Russ, Vanessa German and I 13 years ago to talk about this and to make this event come to fruition, that it is a celebration of community in community. You know, when you think about that, celebration of communities that probably wouldn't normally come together, mm-hmm. but we're coming together as a community to celebrate community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So two performances tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Ebenezer Baptist Church in the
correct.
Hill District. And then a new location for Monday night.
Yes, Woodland Hills High School at 7 o'clock p.m. It'll be the second performance of the concert, but we will have a different featured artist in this, doing the middle section of that concert. And we're excited about the fact that we're able to have it locally, the first concert, of course, at Ebenezer, and then on a Monday night have it in a different location, and preferably at a high school that is a part of the combined choirs, each alternating those years. So we're excited about that.
Absolutely. And you've got some other folks we just want to mention. Jaquay is coming in from One Hood Media. And
right.
So there's just a little bit of something for everyone. And the price is right as well.
The price is right. There is no admission, but there will be a free will offering received, and it will be to the benefit of the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank.
And if both performances start at 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock, that is correct.
All right, so then I guess I'll see you tomorrow at 7, Dr. Jones.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it, and thank you so much.
Indeed, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Alrighty, and you know what? I always used to tell my kids growing up that, you know, the King holiday is about way more than it used to make me nuts when I would see, you know, Martin Luther King Day sales and all kinds of things that I felt like had nothing to do with the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. So when I saw this Let Freedom Sing event and was asked to be a part of it a couple years ago, it was the perfect fit for me. I was excited about it then. I'm excited about it now. And throughout the day, all day Monday from noon to 3, we are going to be looking at the legacy of Dr. King. On Lunchtime with Lynn, we're going to be talking about civil rights then and now. We're really going to spend that day remembering Dr. King's legacy, his life, and where we are in 2020. So I hope you'll come out to one of these amazing concerts. It's just great to see, and especially to see our young people touching what civil rights means to them, even now in 2020, and so many just different ages and colors, and it's a great event. So I hope to see you at one of those two performances as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.